And there we leave the BBC World Service to start Sunday's programmes here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. This morning's In Touch will be asking how the government's reform to the welfare system will affect visually impaired people. We'll be joining Peter White at 6:15. The Shipping Bulletin is next, followed by News Briefing. But first, a look ahead to lunchtime here on Radio 4.
Britain's army is now the smallest it's been in over 200 years. Is it ready to take on a new world order? I'm Ash Bardwaj, and I want to know why Britain's army has been shrinking.
I think if people understood the severity of the situation we're in, they'd be more willing to join.
What would it take to get more young people signing up for our country?
I just wouldn't be able to bring myself to fight, I don't think.
And if the numbers keep falling, what happens then?
Do you end up in a spiral of people leaving, inability to recruit fast enough, continual degradation of capability?
That's Britain's Shrinking Army with me, Ash Bardwaj, this afternoon at 1:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now here's Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Jane, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 23rd of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in South Adzira, Forties, Fisher, Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, white, 997. Expected Biscay, 1008 by midnight tonight. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. North Adzira. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. South Adzira. 40s. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less in 40s. Showers, good. Cromartie. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne. Northeast 3 to 5, backing northwest 2 to 4. Showers, moderate, becoming good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. East 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 in Fisher, backing northeast 2 to 4. Showers, good. Humber. East becoming cyclonic, then northeast 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover. Variable 4 or less, becoming north 3 to 4. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. White, Portland. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Plymouth. Northerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. North or northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, except in Lundy and Irish Sea, decreasing 4 to 6, but decreasing 3 to 5 in Shannon. Showers, thundery in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. North or northwest, backing southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Malin. Showers, good. Bailey, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southwest 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 5 to 7, but 3 or 4 at first in Faroes, veering westerly 4 to 6, then northeasterly in southeast Iceland. Rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. North by east 6. 16 miles. 1009. Rising slowly. Stornoway. North 4. Slight rain. 7 miles. 1011. Rising more slowly. Lerwick. South by east 5. Recent rain 4 miles. 1011. Rising slowly. Lucas. Northeast 3, mist 1.5 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by east 2, 1001, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 2, 1 mile, 998. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 998. Jersey, north-northwest 2, slight rain 1 mile, 998, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 4, 2 miles, 999. Scilly Automatic, north by east 6, 6 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Valentia, north by east 5, 19 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, northwest by north 4, 12 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Malinhead, north 6, 9 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. Low pressure over the Channel will slowly move away south today, with a strong northerly flow over the western waters easing off. Then a ridge will build over the British Isles tomorrow, but a band of rain will push south across Scotland, bringing a strong southwesterly flow there. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming west 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeast becoming variable, then southwest later, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeast backing north, 3 or 4, then northwest, 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast, 2 to 4, backing north, 4 or 5. Showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 4 or less, becoming northerly 4. Showers then fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming northerly 3 or 4. Showers perhaps thundery, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, but occasionally very poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeast 4 or 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly 3 to 5, but 6 or 7 at first in west. Showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Mull of Galloway, veering northeast 2 to 4. Rain or showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. North or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Fall to Carlingford Lock. Northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North 5 to 7, backing northwest 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North 4 to 6, backing northwest 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Shetland Isles. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming west or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7 later. Rain becoming fair for a time, moderate or poor, becoming good for a time. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 23rd of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. The civil service will be told to save more than £2 billion a year ahead of the Chancellor's spring statement. Violent clashes in Turkey between police and protesters have continued for a fourth night following the arrest of Istanbul's mayor. And in sport, the Wales football team have made a winning start in their campaign to qualify for the World Cup. The civil service is to be told it must make savings of more than £2 billion a year without hitting frontline services. It's understood the Cabinet Office Minister Pat McFadden will tell government departments to reduce their running costs by 15% by 2030. Whitehall sources have told the BBC the changes are part of the government's spending review. Here's our political correspondent Damian Grammaticus.
It is expected to be 10% in 4 years' time in their running costs, 15% a year later, about £2 billion. Could fall on procurement, could fall on through things like technology. The unions are warning that this figure, perhaps £2 billion, amounts to about 10% of the staffing.
The chief prosecutor's office in Istanbul has asked the Turkish authorities to formally arrest the city's mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu, on terrorism and corruption charges. He's already in detention and has called the accusations immoral and baseless. Thousands of his supporters have continued demonstrating across much of the country. Mr. İmamoğlu is due to be formally named as the presidential candidate for the main opposition party, the CHP. Ministers are expecting the initial findings of an investigation into the fire at a substation that closed Heathrow Airport within 6 weeks. The inquiry was commissioned by the Energy Secretary, Ed Miliband, alongside the regulator Ofgem. Mr. Miliband says the government is determined to fully understand what happened. Our correspondent Tom Simons has more.
It's going to look at why a fire took down a key substation on the national grid that feeds Heathrow, why so much power was lost that Heathrow had to shut for so long, and I think crucially, why it took so long to get the system back up and running, so effectively switching from the one substation that was out of action to the two remaining ones that feed Heathrow.
A top Hamas figure has been killed by an Israeli airstrike in southern Gaza. A Hamas official said Salah al-Badawil was killed with his wife in Khan Yunis. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli attacks have killed 32 Palestinians in 24 hours. Houthi media in Yemen have accused the US of attacking the airport in the port city of Hodeidah. They called the strikes an act of American aggression. Washington has vowed to continue attacking the group in its efforts to stop Houthi attacks on shipping in the Red Sea. The Pope is to leave hospital in Rome later today and return to the Vatican.